Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. Can I please have your zip code?
42101.
And can you please provide me with your first and last name?
My first is Patricia. My last is Jewel.
1 second, ma'am. Okay, Miss Jewel, and you did state that that zip code was 42101?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not locating a name with that account. Could the account be under a different name?
I don't have an account. This is something that appeared on my debit card. I'm just now getting up this morning checking online. And it's something on here, and it has your telephone number. I don't even know what this is. Card hold, UYOUTHFULALLESSENT. And then it has 855-650-4895. What is that?
I'm not sure what that is.
Right now.
Ma'am, allow me to speak, ma'am. Being that I can't access an account for you, I won't be able to assist you. I need to be able to access an account before I can see what it is that you're actually requiring about on your account. Now, if you don't mind, ma'am, did you by chance happen to have an order ID number or anything like that?
I don't know what this is. I don't order offline.
Okay, ma'am.
I don't know what this is.
Now, you have reached a third-party call center that services several products such as dietary products, male enhancements, and skincare products. But in order for me to further assist you, I would really need to be able to access an account so I can really see what's going on with the account.
Well, it's got $89.65 out of my checking account, and I have my bills coming out of here.
Yes, ma'am. Are you familiar with a Pat Johnson?
No. Oh, yeah. I did order something under that name.
Okay. So, for security purposes, ma'am, could I get you to verify that shipping address for me?
380 Bon Air Avenue, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
So it looks like here an order was placed for our biotech solutions and our biotech testosterone. Now, what happened with those is when you placed the order for these two products back on April the 17th of 2020 to where you only had to pay shipping and handling at the time, which was $659 and $749 for both products, that was a 14-day trial period. So we gave you 4 days to receive the product and 10 days to try it out. Being that you didn't like the product for whatever reason, you were to contact us within the 14 days so that we could actually cancel that trial for you. Now, being that we didn't hear from you within the 14 days, we actually billed you for the full cost of that product on the 15th day, which is that charge of $89.65 that you're seeing on the account. Now, I'm not sure if you recall checking a box that states, yes, I am 18 years or older, but located in that box would have been our terms and conditions stating the 14-day trial period, ma'am. So you were billed because you didn't contact us within the 14 days to cancel that account.
Well, see, I didn't know that. Because when it was two amounts, one was six something, one was seven something, I canceled the highest one.
Yes, ma'am. So that means you canceled out the testosterone. Mm-hmm. So you canceled out the 749 one. So you were billed for it looks like the Cleanse XR. So that's the $89.65 charge that you're seeing on the account.
Well, I didn't know I was doing it. Like I said, I don't order stuff off of here. I was probably letting that person do that was doing it, and take it out from my account, because whatever it is, I don't order stuff offline. I was letting them do it.
Yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get that account canceled out for you, but I won't be able to do a refund, ma'am, being that this charge is already valid on the account, and I'm not allowed to tamper with valid charges.
No, I want this off of my account before I call my bank.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand. But I won't be able to do a refund, but if you'll give me a second, ma'am, I'll go ahead and get your account canceled out, then I'll be able to provide you with the cancellation number. One moment.
I want my money back on my account.
One moment.
Don't tell me you can't get no refund.
Okay, ma'am. So I did go ahead and get that account canceled out for you. And I did speak with my supervisor and I did inform her that you were not aware of the terms and conditions. And she did state to me that as a customer courtesy, she's able to offer you 35% of that refund back.
I need the whole thing. I have bills. It was not even for me. Let me check and see. Can you send the whatever it was? What was it? Let me see if I can get it sent back to you. Because like I said, it wasn't even for me. What is it?
It's one of our dietary products, ma'am. And that's that $89.65 charge that you're seeing on the account. Now, due to COVID-19, we're not accepting any products back to our warehouse. So that product is going to be whoever it is to keep. So you are declining to the 35%, ma'am.
A dietary product.
That's correct.
I thought you said it was something else.
No, ma'am. I sold you the Biotech Solutions, but that's the one that you've canceled. So that was for the $7.49 charge. The other one is our Cleanse, which is our dietary product.
Okay, and
you're
you
declining to the 35%, correct, ma'am?
Is what?
Are you declining to the 35% of that refund back?
So how much would that be?
So that charge is, give me 1 second, with that $89.65 charge, with that 35% off, it's going to be $31.37 credited back to your account if you agree to the 35%.
And what happens to the other money?
It stays with us because whoever that you purchased the product for still received the product. So that was just a trial base.
And they had to pay that for the trial basis, whatever it is they got, the dietary one.
Being with them not calling in to contact us within those 14 days to cancel, yes, ma'am.
So this is just a host, the way that y'all take people's money.
No, ma'am. It was located on the site when whoever placed the order for the product. Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but it was located on the site for whoever that placed the order.
Well, I guess that's what I get for letting somebody use my card then. I'm just out of money, and my bills ain't going to get paid because of whatever you talking about. Because I did not know they was going to end up putting something else on my card. Just because I let them use the number. I thought it was just going to be whatever it was. That's why I had them to cancel the other amount, the six something. You know good and well if I don't want six something on there, you know I don't want no $89.65.
Yes, ma'am. And as I stated, I do apologize for the misunderstanding.
And there's no way that if they didn't use the product and didn't call y'all back, there's no way that they can send it back?
No, ma'am, because due to COVID-19, we're not accepting any products back to our warehouse. We just don't feel that it's safe at the moment. So that product is going to be theirs to keep.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to want it if they didn't call and tell y'all that that they didn't use it.
Yes, ma'am. So it'll still be theirs to keep.
After they find out you done put this on my card.
So it'll still be their product to keep, ma'am, dispose of, or whatever they decide. But if you try to send it back to the label that we sent it,
what is it?
I just stated to you, ma'am, it's a dietary product that helps you lose weight, reduces appetite, increases metabolism, and gets rid of body toxins. It's something to help you lose weight.
Okay, dietary lose weight, because I'm getting ready to call my bank. Okay, and you said the only thing you can put back on my card is
if that's if you agree to the 35%. Are you agreeing to or declining to the 35%, ma'am?
Like I said, I'm getting ready to call my bank.
Okay, so are you agreeing or declining to the 35%, ma'am?
Okay, how much is that out of the 89 that you're putting back on there?
I just stated to you, if you agree to that, it's going to be 31.37 credit back to your account. That's if you agree to it. Are you agreeing or declining?
Wait a minute. Let me see. 31.37 out of 80 what?
89.65.
Let me see. I don't think that's going to be enough to pay my bills.
Okay, so you're declining to the 35%?
Is there some kind of way? What's going to happen if I do?
I mean, it's just if you're declining to it, are you declining to it, ma'am?
I'm trying to find out how I can get all my money.
Ma'am, are you agreeing or declining to the 35%?
Like I said, I have to talk to my bank first.
Okay, so is that a decline or you're not really informing me of anything, ma'am?
I have to talk to my bank first. I have to talk to my bank first, okay? I'm getting ready to go there now and find out what's going on because, like I said, it just because everybody's using the excuse about the COVID-19. And like I said, I was doing this for somebody else, you know, an older person. And so I don't understand, you know, how come you could take my card number and put something else on there.
Because it was a 14-day trial period, ma'am. Being with whoever placed the order for that product not calling into counsel within the 14 days, meaning that they didn't read the terms and conditions.
I'm pretty sure they didn't even know.
Okay, that's why you were billed for the full cost of that product. With 50% of that refund help.
How much are you paying back? $31.37.
If you agree to 50% of that refund, if you agree to the 50% of that refund, you're gonna receive $44.82 credit back to your account.
And then you'll take my number off of here altogether.
I'll actually cancel out the account for you and provide you with the cancellation number. So once I cancel out this account, it will be inactive, meaning that you won't be billed or you won't be charged again in the future.
Okay, and what is the name of this service? I know it's not you. You just collecting for other people.
It's our Cleanse XR. You're looking for the website of the service? Because
yeah,
I would have to provide that to you. Okay, if you want to write it down, I can let you know.
Okay. I'll take the 40% if that's all that I could get. Is that the highest you go?
That's the 50%. Yes, ma'am. And that's the highest I can go at the moment.
And that's how much?
You'll receive $44.82 credited back to your account.
Oh, okay. And you don't go 75%?
No, ma'am.
This is the highest you go?
The 50% is the highest we can go, ma'am.
Okay. I'll take that.
Give me 1 second, and I'll go ahead and get this credit back to your account, and I'll also provide you with the cancellation number. One moment.
And I need the website, too.
I can provide you with that as well. Okay, well, give me 1 second.
Okay. And you come in here just like she do. Just like she does at her house. I ain't washed her hands or nothing.
I did too. I went in and used the bathroom and washed my hands back.
You see, I'm upset and I'm on the phone trying to get this stuff off of here. No, I don't either. I'm going to cancel my card too.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get that account canceled out for you and the cancellation number, and I also refunded you back that charge of $44. So you should be receiving that charge pending back to your account as a credit within 3 to 5 business days. The cancellation number that I provide to you today is going to be for your record, stating that you did call in to cancel this account. You won't be billed or you won't receive any products. So when you're ready, just let me know and I can provide that number to you.
I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 183. Mm-hmm. 6827. And if you're ready for the website, I can provide that to you as well.
Okay, so that cancellation number was 183-6827.
That's correct.
I'm gonna get 40 what?
You'll receive 4482 credited back to your account.
Okay, and what else?
The website. Are you ready for me to provide you with the website?
I am.
It's going to be biotekslutions.com. So you should have biotechsolutions.com.
biotechsolutions.com. Okay.
Right. Okay. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
Okay.